talking to us. He's already here. He's actually just popped out to get some water. So do stay tuned for that, especially if you've got any back problems, or you know, he'll be teaching you the benefits of what you've got to look for in a good therapist and whatnot. So stay tuned on Drive. You're listening to Gabby.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, Sky sources say lawyers acting for victims of phone hacking are to bring court proceedings in the United States. It's thought they're taking legal action against News of the World parent company News Corp and some of its directors. A 31-year-old woman is being questioned on suspicion of murder after a 4-year-old girl's body was found at a house in Manchester. Police were contacted by staff at the Manchester Royal Infirmary last night when a woman came into the hospital and expressed concerns about the welfare of a child. Neighbour Raki Adams says everyone in the community is shocked.
All the kids, like, they were really worried, especially when they found out this morning. They felt really bad. They were all sad this morning.
Former Chancellor Alistair Darling says it's time for politicians to act and solve the global uncertainty that's hitting the markets. In London, the FTSE 100 has fallen below 5,000. It continues the trend of yesterday's losses, the result of a gloomy outlook for America and the Eurozone crisis. Fragments from an old 6-ton NASA satellite are hurtling towards Earth, but the exact crash site remains a mystery. The US Space Agency has stressed that the risk of any chunks hitting one of the planet's 7 billion people is extremely small. Space engineer Dr. Lucy Rogers says it's likely just to break up on re-entry.
A lot of it's going to burn up in the atmosphere, so if actually you catch any of it, you can see any of it, it'll be a big, wonderful firework display coming down through the sky and burning up as it comes down.
A High Court battle over a local authority trying to evict travellers from Dale Farm in Essex will continue into next week. Basildon Council has appealed to overturn an injunction preventing it from clearing the site. Lady Gaga wants to meet President Barack Obama about her concerns over bullying. The pop star's expressed sadness on Twitter about the suicide of a teenage fan in New York who'd complained about being bullied over his sexuality. She's tweeted, "I will not stop fighting. This must end." That's the latest. I'm Rachel Jewell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm taking you through Drive. I'm going to be bringing you travel updates and an events guide as per usual, but in case you haven't been listening for the past hour, coming into the studio now, and he is here already, is Neil Meekings from NGM Bodywork and Performance. He's going to be talking about sports therapy and whether you like it or not, you have got a body, you have got muscles, so doesn't really matter what your background is. It would be worth a listen because you might learn something.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't take care. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the best. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China.
thought she could care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Of a hat, she's as brilliant, playful as a pussycat, momentarily out of action, temporarily out of gas,
absolutely dry.
She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, on the M11, a lane has reopened on the exit slip road northbound at Junction 8, the A120 Bishop Stortford, because of an earlier broken down vehicle, so that should start clearing up now. There's queuing traffic on the M25 clockwise between Junction 29, the A127 Romford and the A282 Dartford Crossing toll booths. Travel time is 15 minutes. There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pitsey flyover and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. And there are no reported incidents on the tubes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
From drama to comedy to modern music.
You can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great night.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
We're told that ignorance of the law is no excuse. But what hope do we all have if even the experts can't agree on what's legal? Join me, Scott Ross, every Tuesday evening at 6 for Is It Legal? We can't hope to answer everything, but we will try to throw some light on a different legal topic each week. Is It Legal? Every Tuesday at 6 on Phoenix FM in association with Sanders Witherspoon Solicitors, 51 Crown Street, Brentwood.
Hello, you're listening to Drive on Phoenix 98 FM. Joining me now in the studio is Neil Meekings from NGM Bodywork and Performance. I will turn on your microphone now. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. That's fine. You're sitting near enough. Don't worry.
Cool.
Sometimes you have to have the microphone right in your face. How are you today, Neil?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
Good. What have you been up to so far? Are you allowed to share any information with us?
Well, not specifics, because
no, of course
it's
you can't.
Confidentiality.
Of course. So, names, but you've been doing your thing all morning. Have you had quite a lot of clients today?
I haven't had a break yet. This is the first break I've got, and I rushed in here and you caught me eating something perhaps I shouldn't have been. But.
Oh, I know, and I actually told everyone that was listening, I said, oh, he must be eating something nutritious.
Of course
and
it was.
And you were eating it outside in a public place as well.
So everyone
makes
can
it
see.
Even worse. You've got to set an example, Neil.
No, I know.
I know.
Slap on the wrist.
I will be, yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah, we are all human, exactly. We're going to have the busy days. The important thing is that you're healthy most of the time, and I think you are, really.
I'd say
you do practice what you preach.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, before we go on to that, tell me what it is you do. If someone, you know, sports therapist, well, I know hundreds of sports therapists. So, what's unique to you, Neil?
Okay, what's unique about what we do? Well, really, it's more about manual bodywork. It's about actually getting in touch with how people are sort of feeling through their muscular system, and something which we'll talk about is the fascial system. So it's a different kind of way now that science is evolving to look at how aches and pains are actually coming out in the body, coupled with nutrition, so diet, exercise, hydration. There's a new way of looking at it, and we treat manually, hands-on, you know, stretching, manipulating, etc. to get rid of people's aches and pains.
So what's classic of the old way?
I'd say the old way was more thinking about muscle, just the muscle and the muscle fibres, more about the joints and the range of motion in joints, which is not to say that they're not still there, obviously they are, but now we like to think about the connective tissue which surrounds everything in our bodies, a tissue which is called the fascia, and it's something which is rewriting anatomy books. Well, people have known about it for a long time, it's just that the science hasn't quite caught up about with the body workers, the people that work in this stuff, the osteopaths. osteopaths and etc. etc. So you know, we are now finding fantastic results helping people to actually unwind the tissue in their body and give them some relief from their muscular aches and pains, whether you're a sportsman or a keen gardener or a busy mum or a PT or you know whatever. We suffer these aches and pains, and it's my job to try and help make a little bit of a difference.
Okay, the term, because everything's connected, has been used for quite some time, but it has been lacking in evidence, hasn't it? But I think this new approach that science has now, as you say, caught up with, is, would I be right in thinking, it is actually proving that everything really is connected?
Yeah, there's a massive movement now where scientists and therapists are actually talking together. I mean, it's a worldwide kind of, I shouldn't say phenomenon really, but it's a big change in the way we look at the body and the way that we treat the body for general aches and pains, chronic aches and pains, as opposed to acute injuries. And by looking at this tissue, again, as I'll keep saying it, so people try and get it in their minds, but this tissue is like something that surrounds everything in your body. It's called fascia, and it comes through the muscle, around the muscle. And if you imagine, it's like an egg white that coats everything in the inside of your body. Now, very often what we're finding is happening, that rather than the actual muscle tissue being damaged, it's actually the connective tissue that's surrounding the muscle which is hardening, becoming inflamed and damaged, and not allowing muscle tissue to actually move freely and do what it wants to do. i.e. if your neck is tight, we very often think it's the muscles in the neck, but quite often it can be the connective tissue around the muscles which is preventing the muscles from letting you move, hence pain.
So does that mean that you don't always have to work quite so deep into the muscle? A lot of people, they think, ooh, sports massage, that really hurts. So does this mean that even not quite such a deep type of technique of manual therapy can still be beneficial?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I treat people up to all ages, octogenarians, etc., etc. You know, they can't take a lot of pressure, but it's very much about finding what your body will give. So everybody's different. We've all got different levels. We hurt and we feel pain at different levels, all completely and utterly different. It's a good manual therapist, a massage therapist, or a body worker, I call myself, to find the depth at which you can work and gradually to unravel what's going on. Because tissue in the body yields at a certain rate. Which comes onto the nutritional side. If you're very dehydrated, if your nutrition isn't very good, then the tissue in your body is going to reflect that. So it's not so much about what you look on the outside. It's, I look at what you're like on the inside. What's the skin or the tissue like on the inside? How is it holding you together? How is it performing? Is it got the resiliency to spring back and let you move and do what you want to do? Or is it holding you tight and increasing your internal age?
Okay, because a thought that's popped into my head was the fact that when, because I have been to see you, as you know, I hope you know anyway.
I remember.
You should blooming remember. no one forgets me. Anyway, and I came to see you, and you did ask me some questions. I mean, you didn't just sort of rabbit on like I do. You didn't just you didn't just start talking like about your home life or something irrelevant. But you did we did communicate throughout the massage, not continuously, but you did at points ask me, is that okay, as in the pressure?
Yeah.
And I actually think that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Because I have been to see a lot of, not just sports therapists, but even just people that practice Swedish massage.
Yeah.
And they've asked you at the beginning, and then you get nothing. I think they think that you don't want to talk, you just want to relax. And then you don't get asked anything for the rest of the treatment.
Yeah.
But do you think it is important to just now and again...
Oh, I think it's vitally important to have a communication with the person that you're, it's quite a personal thing to have done, especially if you're not used to it and you're a bit apprehensive. But I like to try and encourage the client to understand what's going on, to let them bring out the answers to actually what they're feeling and what they're seeking. And hopefully through a session, you know, they will it won't be me educating them as such, it will be them finding their way to a way that they will understand their aches and pains. And we can take our time to you know, don't get me wrong, sometimes very, very hard, deep work through the muscle tissue, etc., is needed. Sometimes a release is needed that way, and we have to go that way. But very often it's a nice and easy start, because the harder you push against something, it will just push you back out, you know. So for every reaction, there's an opposite reaction, you know. So
okay, so just going really, really hard, because I know a lot of people, they do it on each other, don't they? You know, you say to your mate, oh, you can't just release that in my back. You'll be like, press here really, really hard, and they will, you know. You think, right, I better do it really, really hard. But that's not always best.
No, because it's living tissue. It's not a piece of putty that you're pushing. So, it will respond and it will fight back and it will push out if somebody's using an amount of force and not actually... I mean, we spend a long time feeling what the body does and how it responds. So I pick up on the intuition side of actually feeling the tissue just start to release and unwind. And that is very, very important. I mean, if you're going to see a therapist and they're just pushing really hard through you, then ask them why is that necessary? You know, do you need to do it that, you know, does it have to be that sort of rough? Do you have to stretch my legs that far? Does it, because ultimately, you know, the person that's doing the work can't feel your pain. He can only respond to how you react. And very often people will just bite their lip and just put up with it.
They think, oh, I've got to, especially men, probably. Men are probably worse for it, because they might think, right, I've got to take this like a man.
Not really, no. Really? It's both ways, yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
Both, yeah.
Just I don't see each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, the adage of perhaps women being able to take more pain than men and vice versa doesn't get it in my book. I see both sides.
More
both
equality.
Sides. Yeah, I've seen, you know, 8 stone, 5 foot 2 female take more pressure than a 20 stone bodybuilder. So it's all very relative
to
the person. Yeah. So, and very often people say, oh, you know, I don't like too much pressure. When actually, when you have got a problem, the pressure is actually like a nice release, and it's like, well, actually, it was better than a fall.
Yeah,
and I feel quite good
you
now.
Always
and I feel loose.
Feel so much better afterwards.
Oh, I hope so.
If you're any good. Right now, we're going to go to a song now, and then we're going to just mention some local events coming up, and then Neil will be speaking with me again. Here's some Katie Tunstall.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday, the 25th of September at 7 p.m, GT Promotions present an evening of country music. Black Steel Trio, Dean Austin and Merv and Maria. Tickets cost £10 in advance or £11 on the door and are available from 01277 200305. Then on Thursday the 29th of September to Saturday the 1st of October at 8 p.m. at Brentwood Theatre, the College Players present Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park. This is a romantic comedy about two newlywed New Yorkers learning to live together. Tickets cost £10 and are available from 01277 200305.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Drive with Gabby on Phoenix 98 FM. If you want to get in touch with me today, don't forget I've got Neil with me at the moment. If you get in touch quickly,
hello,
he'll get it, but I can always forward it. I can always forward it to him. I've got his email address. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. Although if you get a pen at the ready, Neil will be giving out his contact details at the end. Plus, as always, I'll be updating my blog at the end of this week. Oh, it's nearly the end of this week. God, I've got so much to do at the weekend. Right, so Neil's here. And
So busy.
I know, he's rolling his eyes. That's the thing, when you're self-employed, you don't get a day off, do you?
Never, no.
I know. And even on a Sunday, you can be tempted to start doing your bookkeeping.
I know, but it's different, isn't it? We enjoy it. It's not like work,
no,
really, is it?
Isn't,
look at
actually
us sitting in a radio station channeling on a Friday afternoon. It's great.
I know, and I've had my prams in the park, my mum's this morning. So
very good.
You know, I've done my bit, but then tonight I'm going to be, I've got to do some things for clients.
Have your own pram one day.
I honestly don't, that's the thing, isn't it? Normally when you're self-employed, this probably isn't true for everyone, but normally when you're self-employed, you do like it, even though you are very, very tired. I know my dad's self-employed, and I know that he does like it, really.
Yeah.
Because you tell yourself to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And no one is telling you, and you're doing it all for you.
You're doing it your way.
Yeah, exactly.
Making a difference in the world.
It does make a difference. So I did want to ask you, I probably should have asked you this right at the beginning, but
here
I'm a bit
go.
Of a backwards person. I wanted to ask you about your history.
Oh, yeah.
A bit, no, not that type of history.
We discussed that off air, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Not that history.
But just your, your sort of sport, your background. Like, you know, you for all our listeners know. Although I did sort of say, if they've been listening to the show before, they will know that this isn't the case. But you know, there are some sports therapists. They only did their training like a few years ago.
Oh well, you know, I'm no spring chicken, let's put it that way. I've been around for a long, long time. I've from martial arts instructor, rugby, played a lot of rugby. I played American football for a long time when it was really busy back in the 80s and 90s. Strength and conditioning coaching. I've worked with discus and javelin athletes. I currently work at the Lee Valley High Performance Centre in Enfield, which I'm working with sprint and jump athletes on the road to 2012.
Oh, you're still doing that?
I still do that. I'm still part.
I thought you'd left all of that.
No. I've been coaxed back into it. So
oh,
I've been.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been doing
that much. There you go.
Yeah,
it must be good.
Part of the team. So that's all now going to be starting up. I'm a manual therapist, or a soft tissue therapist we call ourselves now, because we deal with the muscle, tendons, fascia, ligaments, etc. And we look after the athletes. You know, the athletes are kind of like a Formula One racing car, and they've got all these guys around them that are fixing them and putting them together and keeping them going so they can contend at the very highest level in sport, and hopefully do us proud in 2012. Well, they will do us proud.
Yeah, we've actually got some athletes local to the area. We've got, well, some that I know.
Yeah.
We've got some fencers. We have actually got some fencers. I know of some fencers because they train up at Brentwood, because we've got a fencing studio up at the Courage Hall here in Brentwood. Well, they did have. I presume that's where it still is. We're quite lucky to have that, aren't we?
Yeah, well, We sponsor, I personally sponsor one of the the fencing hopefuls, Anthony.
It is hard.
Hello, Anthony, if you're out there. Anthony Crutchett, it's a fantastic bet for 2012.
I know, and I've told him he needs to come and let me practice my my hypnotherapy on him.
Yeah, I think he's known to Phoenix.
I think he needs to look into what hypnotherapy is. These people that don't understand, they think, oh, what's that all about? She's gonna dangle a necklace in front of me or something.
Maybe. Well,
you are feeling sleepy.
Sports psychology and that very, very big. But going back to your question, I've been involved in sports at a pretty good level for 20-25 years, and I've probably had pretty much as many injuries as most of the people that come to see me: back, knees, ankles, shoulders.
In comparison to like a sport, if you've been working with elite athletes, I mean, that they must actually be kind of the hardest to treat, whereas someone comes to you sadly, because a lot of the general population, our lifestyles can all be a little bit similar. You probably see now that you've come out of it, you probably like got the gist of what a lot of people are coming in for.
Well, it's,
you see a pattern.
They're so completely different, and actually working with in general populace as opposed to working with elite athletes is actually more difficult than you think. An athlete knows more about his body, would do more to repair it, and he's constantly working on that and striving for it all the time. And for us to help in that athlete, perhaps sprinting 1/10 of a second, is a lot of work, which is a small reward but a kind of big goal to achieve. But if somebody's coming in because they've got aches and pains that have been there for 20 years and they don't quite know what to do to get rid of it, they've tried physiotherapy and it doesn't quite work, they've tried the chiropractor, it doesn't quite work, you know, all different things can help, and hopefully through our side, through the working with the fascial system and the muscles and that, we can put that together with a good a diet program, which is very, very important. The diet that you take or you consume generally throughout your life will have a massive impact on the way you feel. We all know that, but many of us don't quite understand the depth to which nutrition can be applied to adjust our general well-being. I mean, it controls the hormonal system in our bodies, and when the hormonal system goes out of kilter, it doesn't matter how big, fast, strong, tough you are, how much you train, if the hormonal system's out, you can't do what you want to do. And some people, they start with the aches and pains, etc., etc., poor diet, poor hydration. Water is very, very important, vitally important to the connective tissue system of the body. It's 70% water. So when these things start falling down, a lack of exercise, more sedentary, sitting down too long, or in some cases, if you're standing up in your job too long or sitting
standing
at a chair.
Standing up. It's any fixed position,
fixed position.
So
the body,
I find the same with standing.
The body needs to move. All our bodies have got to move. Every 20 minutes or so, the body needs to move. If we designed the most comfortable chair ever invented and it cost us £1 million, and you sat on that chair, I guarantee within 20 minutes you'd want to get off it. So it's telling us something.
Unless you fell asleep,
of course.
Or unless I hypnotized
you. Which case it doesn't matter. Yeah. But
or unless you're sitting on the chair with me. Ah, you see,
then you might
changes.
Not want to move. Yeah. Oh, there you go. I'll come over there then, shall I? But no, it's so athletes or you know, it's very, very subjective. The two have got completely different
Different needs.
Completely different. And you know, a lot of my training really is in sports massage, etc., was dealing with athletes. So when I came out of that and was looking at people with general aches and pains and problems, I just started to notice that, you know, it's so rooted in our culture. The food, the diet that we're eating, the poor diets that we're eating, the lack of exercise that we're getting. But we're all under, you know, we're very much under the, can I say under the cosh of media and marketing, and that you should be doing this, and this is the way to eat this, and you shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. And we take that advice down from the government, etc. In reality, you know, we're starting to find that actually, you know, it's not all quite you know, we're not seeing all of the picture. There are a few pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, which are very, very big pieces, which make the complete picture. Mm. And to understand that...
We're all influenced by lots and lots of things. And psychology actually tells you that we all respond to suggestion. You might think, no, I'll make my own decisions in life. But no, you completely respond to suggestion.
Yep.
And I actually feel sorry for people that don't have the knowledge about nutrition.
Yep.
And they don't know how to get the knowledge because you're not taught it at school. And basically, a mother was saying to me today how it started to say on her tin of spaghetti, not mentioning any brand names, but it now says on her tin of spaghetti, one of your five a day.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Not good.
Madness. Absolute madness.
Not good.
And they don't go into the specifics of it. I was explaining to another mother today, I was saying to her, a lot of foods you see, they have advertised high in fibre, but they don't specify if they're high in insoluble fibre or if they're high in soluble fibre. And you could eat all the soluble fibre in the world, but without the insoluble, and vice versa, you're not going to get anywhere.
No.
So, you know, we're kind of a victim of our own society.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, I think I am allowed to say that on air, because, you know, it's not a brand name.
Well, no, I mean, you know, talking about that a bit further, obviously, through the consultations
don't
that
really
I have...
Don't get political. As long as it doesn't get political.
No, won't get political.
We won't get in trouble.
No. I kind of liken it to somebody waking up out of the Matrix. I don't know if you ever seen that film with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So one day, like, he knows, he's got an inkling that actually something's a bit different in the world than it actually really is, and this is kind of how I liken it. And one day where you come in to see someone, crazy guy like me who does all these weird things and whatever, and then he tells you things and it gets you thinking, and that's what I like to do, get you thinking.
There's a different way. It is like that. I find that with my clients, it's like you uncover that you're telling them the truth, and they're like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And they've been eating it, not just, they think they're eating it, oh yeah, because it tastes good, but when they learn about it,
they're like,
do you know what? I don't care if I did enjoy the taste, because now I know what it means. I don't enjoy the taste anymore.
No.
Because when you know the truth about something, you don't like the taste of it. I can tell you that now.
No.
You know, so, but can you talk a little bit, because I'm always drumming it into people, about how important the core is, and can you just sort of say something about that, because I'd appreciate that.
Okay, part of the testing that I do when we take a new client for the first time, or even an athlete, for instance, we will test that person or the athlete. Very often I will test them to see if their body is actually functioning correctly. And by that I mean, are the right muscles moving at the right times when you're supposed to be using them? And very often what we find through the core area, and core is a bit of a subjective word because it covers a lot of different things, but I'm specifically talking about muscles which are very, very deep into the abdomen, which come through basically from your spine down through to your legs. And people can't even grab the concept of these kind of muscles and until I point them out to them. And if your core area isn't functioning correctly, then you switch off. Your nervous system kind of doesn't activate the right muscles at the right time. So you begin a lifestyle, if you've been sitting down for too long, your glutes, for instance, may not be functioning as they should.
Switch off. I call it switching off.
Or sometimes they call it somatic motor amnesia. It's something that isn't working.
Is that the more technical term?
Kind of. A few physiotherapists might correct me on that. But it's an amnesia, an amniotic effect in muscles that are not used.
Don't they? And then it's really hard to get them to turn back on.
And it's hard, and we test them to get those muscles working. And when they start switching back on...
You do this with the general population as well,
I do it with everybody,
because when I came to see you and that's one of the things that I was particularly impressed with. I've been to see physios before, and they don't do that.
Cool.
They just ask you to bend that way, bend this way, and they might move about a bit of your body and see your range of movement.
Yeah.
But they don't actually test to see what's firing, which makes perfect sense, because if you don't know which muscles are and aren't working, then where are you even meant to go from there?
Even
personal trainers out there.
No, they
don't
know.
If you just assess someone's squat, how do you actually know what is making that person squat?
Yeah.
You don't. And a squat is standing up and sitting down, by the way, in case anyone doesn't know.
Yeah, that's right. And they're simple tests, take 15, 20 minutes. We record the results and we show you how to, how I can switch the muscles back on for your body to start integrating and working again properly. And it makes a massive difference. When your body isn't working right in one area, you'll compensate by using other areas. And usually you start to get achy shoulders, your knees start getting creaky, your lower back is a problem. And, you know, lower back, hopefully in 100 years time, maybe 200 years time, back pain, we'll look back at it and say, well, we used to do that for back pain. Wow, that's crazy. You know, the answer is quite simple. Get people moving, get good body works done so that they can use their bodies the way they were supposed to and stop using the lower back because it's overstressing it. And very often you find people with a bad lower back have actually got a very strong back, but they're using it so much that the muscles get overuse, underuse, or simple abuse. You will have problems.
Brilliant. I would love to chat more, and we'll have to have you on again because I think we could chat more.
Probably,
there might be people that are about to get in their cars, or they might be stuck in traffic, and they're like, "Gabby, what's going on the roads?
Drive safe."
So I'm gonna have to stop there. I'll bring you a tune first, just because otherwise it will be information overload. But if someone, get your pens at the ready, ladies and gents. Can you say your contact details, where people can find you, please?
Yeah, well, you can find me at Fitness First in Brentwood. I've also got a practice in Crown Street in Brentwood. You can call me on my office number is 01277 229 353. My mobile is 07967 674 036. ngmbodyworkandperformance.com. Give it a go, try it, and maybe we can make a little bit of a difference to your life, you know?
Brilliant.
A big difference.
So that's what it's all about. And I will be updating my blog on the phoenixfm.com website. So if you missed any of those details, you can either email me here at the studio and I will pass on Neil's details to you, or you can check out my blog once I've posted it.
Thanks, Keb.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's okay, anytime.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
If you're heading towards West Horndon, the A128 in West Horndon is partially blocked and queuing traffic in both directions at the halfway house because of an accident involving two vehicles. There's queuing traffic on the M25 clockwise between junction 29, the A127 Romford and the A282 Dartford crossing toll booths. Travel time is 15 minutes. There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound in Basildon between the Pixie flyover and the Sadler's Farm roundabout. And there are no reported incidents on the tube.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Radio advertising really does work, and here at Phoenix FM, our sales team are geared to helping you get your message across to your customers. Research shows that people do not switch off or turn over to avoid radio advertising, and so are available to listen to any message that is creative, relevant, and perhaps intriguing. Radio advertising is also one of the most cost-effective ways of promoting your business, and here at Phoenix, we'll guide you to the best value approach for you, whether it's spot advertising or sponsoring a show. Remember, radio is a friend and it can work for you at surprisingly economical rates. Call Phoenix today on 01277 849931 and let us help you spread the word.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777 232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Join me, Jules Batazzi, for Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday at 7pm. Whether you want to improve your fitness, discover complementary therapies, get the lowdown on the latest surgical breakthroughs, or simply hear all the latest news from the world of health, you'll find it all on Body Talk. It's the show that can inspire you and motivate you, and maybe even change your life. That's Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital every Tuesday night at 7pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 30th of September at 1pm to 1:45pm, there's a lunchtime concert by Dinah O'Brien and Andrew Earwaker, singing, playing American songbook and jazz standards in the Parish Church of St Thomas of Canterbury, St Thomas's Road, Brentwood. Admission is free, but there will be a retiring collection. Sandwiches and drinks on sale from 12:30. And on Sunday the 2nd of October, between 9:30am and 12:30pm, there's the Ingrave Community Market in the Knightsway Centre, Knightsway Road, Brentwood, just off of the Ongar Road. Local sellers of homemade produce come together with stalls of handmade crafts, fresh produce and homemade foods. Come and support local independent businesses that are often run from home. The Knightsway Coffee Shop will also be open, serving breakfast, drinks and snacks.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock. I want to thank Neil Meekings for coming in from NGM Bodywork and Performance. If you need his details, email me here at the studio and I'll pass them on radio at phoenixfm.com. You can go and look on the website to get any of our contact details, or I will be updating my blog with his visit. Still to come on Drive today, of course, I'll be bringing you travel updates. I'll be bringing you an events guide and also a bit of nutritional information, especially if you suffer with high blood pressure or if you're nearly getting there. It'll be worth a listen to, because if you're not suffering from it now, you might do if you carry on the way you're going. And also a little bit of psychology advice from my friend in the US, Stephen, who you may have heard me speaking about before. So good reasons to stay tuned to Phoenix 98 FM.
If you like to get the best out of your weekend, then join me, Alan Johnson, every Saturday morning for the Feel Good Saturday here on Phoenix FM. As well as the usual updates you need, we hear from some of the people helping to make our area special. The emphasis is always on the brightest music you'll hear anywhere on the radio, so whatever the weather, don't forget to make a Feel Good Saturday an essential part of your weekend by joining me from 10 till 12 right here on Phoenix FM.
Well, hello there. I'm Graham Stannard, and I'm here to tell you about my musical meandering show every Sunday night here on Phoenix 9.